As I mentioned at the start of our time together tonight, we're just going to go through the Lord's Prayer in the next 6 weeks. It's just a great refresher and just builds confidence in us to really let those words sink in and live by them. I don't know about you, but I have found that most people know that they ought to pray. Whether you have faith or whether you don't have faith, even science shows, many people are following it, that prayer is beneficial. Most people want to pray. There's a heartfelt desire to do that. Let's just say there's, on rare occasion, I don't know how it's been with you, but on rare occasion has it happened where someone refused prayer. I can only think of twice in my entire life. For non-Christians, people want prayer. Here's the challenge. How do you pray? That's the challenge. Jesus is here to instruct us, to teach us. Because those three questions that I started off with were also right around the Jewish system in the first century. People knew they ought to pray. They wanted to pray. The issue was they didn't know how to pray. And so Jesus, the teacher, comes and instructs. This text from Luke 11 is instruction also for us. How do we do with instructions like that, the instructions for your garbage disposal when you put it together? Probably not so great. Maybe you followed step one and then you realize, I don't really need these. I'm going to assemble it all by myself. No problem. Or the card game that had instructions on how to play that game that you got for Christmas. Well, you noticed the paper that was folded up and in the box, but once you started playing, you didn't really worry about the rules until there was a conflict. Then you had to go back to the instructions to figure out how they really worked. Well, this Lent season, I'm excited about it, just personally. We'll see how the Wednesdays go. But I'm really taking to heart the words of the Lord's Prayer. Really thinking about it and slowing my life down to have my heartbeat match the Lord's Prayer, to be instructed by what God has here. So tonight, the first instruction is just two words. That's it. Probably shortest sermon on just two words you'll ever hear. And that's this. Our Father. Our Father. Two words. Let's talk about the first word. The first word is our. I know we have a lot of grammarians here tonight. That's a first person, plural, possessive pronoun. Is that right? It is not a first-person singular possessive pronoun. There's a big difference. In other words, it's our Father, not my Father. In other words, right off the bat, Jesus is saying, when we pray, we're to recognize that we are in prayer with a community and for a community. Stories told of a farmer who was very jealous about his neighbor's cows. He looked out his window and he saw how healthy his neighbor's cows were, how great they looked compared to his skimpy and skinny cows. And that just infuriated him. The jealousy built inside of this farmer. Finally, the jealousy built to such a level on one night that he decided to go out and poison the pond of his neighbor. So he did it one night. Next day, he woke up and looked out his window and saw that all his neighbor's cows were dead, lifeless. But then he looked out on his pasture and also saw that all of his cows were dead and lifeless. You see, it was at that point that he realized that there was an underground stream from his neighbor's pond to the waters that were quenching the thirst of his own cows. Now, what's the point of that story? The point of the story is this. If I or any of us chooses to poison a neighbor, that we're basically just poisoning ourselves. But isn't the opposite true? Galatians 6:10 says it this way. In other words, if we bless everyone, we can expect that the benefits will be reciprocal and come back to us. That's an amazing thing. Jesus is actually teaching that by saying, "Our Father," we're to pray for others and recognize that we are in prayer with others. I want to bring this down to earth in a very practical way for us this Lent. The Ladies Guild at church has put together these prayer cards. Maybe you've heard about them if you're in some of the prayer circles. But I think this is a beautiful example of how we can put this into action, not just be words. Prayer cards are basically note cards that have a hole punched in them and then are put together with kind of a binder here. The idea here is that you can use these cards to add a name to your own personal prayer list, somebody else, someone else's concern, or you can actually take away a card if the prayer is answered.